this call of the apostles is presented in this magnificent schematic way to give us an idea of what it means to be called by Christ. Drop everything and go. And that's still true. That's still true. Now, there is a way, obviously, that to do it the way they did it, you better not be married, because you're never going to be home. Now, Peter was married. Remember, he had a mother-in-law. But he wasn't home much after this. But it's shown to us as a schema. The Lord calls, go. Go. Not only is it important for you, but it's important for many other people. And that's true of us as well. Now, the letter to the Romans today traces out the whole theory of what it means to preach the gospel. You've got to preach the gospel with your body. We have this beautiful saying in Corinthians, that we carry in our bodies the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be made manifest. Here, this is a very biblical anthropology, but it's quite important. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You've got to do both. You just can't believe in your heart. You have to pronounce it with your life. You got to put your body where your mouth is, as they say today. You see? For he who believes with the heart is justified. That's true. If I look at this and I say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is really the Son of God. And he died out of love for us. And he was raised by the Father. And I believe that. I'm justified. However, one confesses with the mouth, one is saved. Saved means brought to heaven, body and soul, forever. Now, a fellow stops you on the street and says, you saved, brother? You say, no, I'm justified, but I'm not saved. Saved is what Jesus does for us when he takes us body and soul with him forever. And so you see he's saying here, and of course, biblically, there's two organs of the body that stand for the whole body, the mouth and the hands. And so many times, who can climb the mountain of the Lord? The one who has a pure heart and clean hands. Meaning, his whole body serves the Lord. There's nothing about him. And it's all summed up in his hands, because that's what we do things with. So, here, the mouth becomes the other organ. You know, you take so-and-so to be your lawful wedded husband. I do. Bingo, you're married. It's not the paper you sign. It's the words you speak. That's very important, isn't it? And the words we speak involve our whole body person. That's why it's so awful to go around talking blah, 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 blah about God and not do anything. Remember I told you about Tatsyana Goricheva. It is dangerous to talk about God because you're putting your whole being out there. And so that's what it means. Confess with the mouth, then you're out there. If tomorrow somebody says, Are you in favor of abortion? And you say, no. You're committed. You could go to jail. You see? If you confess with your mouth, that is with your whole body, that Jesus is Lord. So the one who believes with the heart is justified, is at rights with God, yes, but really believes. But there's more to it. You've got to put your body there too. Confess with your mouth. Act with your body. Proclaim him. Act. And that's important. You see. And so, now Paul is talking, thinking about, well, how are they going to believe? Somebody's got to tell them. Faith happens, you see, through the mouth. So how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone to preach? You see how important it is. Especially, this is a call to missionaries to go. Yes, proclaim with their whole body. Take care of the sick, you know. Love people, help people. But it's got to come out of your mouth. You know, we're often quoted this lovely saying about, you know, St. Francis, preach the gospel and use words when necessary. They're always necessary. You've got to articulate what you're doing. You might not do it right away, but you've got to speak up. You've got to commit yourself, and you've got to make it clear to the other person. See, how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? Well, everybody baptized is already sent. Now, there are certain people who are sent. Those who are ordained, for one. They've got to preach. They're sent to preach. And the salvation of many people depends on preaching. That's why whenever there's a persecution of the church, the first thing that happens is nobody can talk. And so you see how, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. A blessing on the feet of the one who comes to tell us the good news. This is a beautiful, there's an anthropology under it about lips and hands and mouth and heart. But then there's this whole theology of preaching. Huh? Not everyone has heeded the good news. Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard. And what is heard comes through the word of Christ. So we pray for those who are sent all over the place. But they're sent right here. Words are important. If you don't commit yourself with your mouth, you're safe. I'm just helping the poor because I love the poor. You're safe. I'm helping the poor because they're Christ. Then you're not safe. So it's a beautiful text on what does it mean to preach. It means to say the truth. And why? Out of love. Out of love. We are nurtured every day by this Word of God. What do we do with it all day? How many times do we pray for some... You're in the grocery store, you're in the drugstore, you're somewhere. Lord, Lord, give me words, give me words. Now, as I've said before, you may not be the one who's going to close the sale, but you may have a part in God's plan. Let's say God has said it's going to take 120 hits before this person gets it. You might be number 109, but you've got to make your part. And it can be so simple, but it's got to be. Do you pray when you're standing in line in the grocery store? What can I say? What can I say? Lord, give me wisdom. You probably don't take out your rosary beads and shake them and say, you know, unless... That probably wouldn't win over many people. But you can start by saying, man, if these bills keep coming up higher, I don't know what we're going to eat. Everybody can identify with that. And then something simple like, well, let's pray. You know, maybe they're a Buddhist, you know. Let's just pray that God hear our prayer. Something. Everybody, in that sense, if you're baptized, you're sent. Do you care enough? Just think of the stories we've heard of people, you know, John the other day on the plane, you know, answering the Lord. Talk to this guy. Don't talk now. Talk later. The Lord's heart is full of desire that people know Him and know what He's done.